What's up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of another K-State podcast out here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University here. It is Friday. Yes, sir. We have made it to Friday. Happy Friday, K-State Nation. May 8th, 2026. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much again for taking time out of your morning, afternoon, or evening to do so. Yeah, I know. Yeah, there was no episode yesterday from this camp, so my apologies on that. Dealing with the escalation of more days at work and just things that just happen out of your control. Right? I'm not gonna get into it. Just saying. I'm glad I'm not gonna call any names out on this episode, but I'm glad this person is okay. But again, it's like the things that out of control, again, when certain people putting your name out there, and this is outside the podcast. This is not, you know, it's like, now what's going on? I don't know. It's just like, it's just one thing after another. It's one thing after another. All you can do is control, right? Control the controllables, right? Everything else is out of your hands because people like to just cause trouble. But this was it was an unfortunate situation. But again, it takes common sense. Just say it's a common sense. If you can't, let me put it this way, right? If you cannot do a certain thing, just ask for help. It's okay. And I'm bad at this as well. But again, it's just like, I just ask for help. It's all it takes, right? But again, you know, it's just one thing after another. But the main thing is the Gladys person's all right. But I can just go on a rant on it. But we're gonna go on another rant here because this is Friday and this is a Football Friday edition of this podcast. That means just one more week away. Just one more Friday away from K-State football in Manhattan, Kansas here. But there was this, and I actually stumbled on this. Was it late last night? And I was gonna come on here. I'm trying to talk and type at the same time, so bear with me for a couple of minutes here. Let's see here. That's what I want. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so I stumbled on, and I was gonna talk special teams on here, and that will be the case today. In some aspects. But this had to be, again, special teams with K-State in the past couple years now. Colin Klein, we ain't played no game yet. We have played no games yet. And again, Stan Weber, who's going to be in charge of the special teams. And he, look, when I was a student, here we go again. When I was a student at K-State years ago, Stan Weber was on the team. And he was doing, and he plays with the teams there as well. But this was the whole, has whole ring to it, right? And I would be shocked if it's not common with now how this person, how is that react now again with all the social media stuff nowadays, but. Yeah, Bryce Nornberg. Oh, yeah, Bryce Nornberg, who was part of the special teams last year, has left Kansas State. Yeah, I saw this late yesterday there, and yeah, he was part of that special teams, and he was part of that seesaw of special teams under the Chris Klieman era there, which, again, it dropped off. It dropped off, and now it's like, all right, we have to rebuild this thing. And Stan Weber talked about that a little bit in the press conference, the one I watched anyways. I think we all watched a couple weeks ago, right? He spoke about that, you know, like, he's even throwing multiple guys back there who trying to catch punts or kick returns or whatnot. Bryce Newberg won't be a part of that. Won't be a part of that equation. He left K-State. And apparently and take it to a new level. Now, I haven't heard anybody else's reaction yet, but his father now, and I'm you know what? I'm going to read this straight from the college transfer portal. All right. So, and I'm going to pick up right here. Right. So his father announced, and this is from college transfer portal, his father announced, and this is actually coming from everywhere really, but I have this pulled up from the College Transfer Portal, Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things Kids Sports. One more Friday closer to K-State football. Bryce Nomer won't be a part of the K-State because he decided to hit the transfer portal. Transfer portal because of being knocked down in the depth chart. I got something on that here in a minute. But anyways, his father announced the move on Facebook and criticized the coaching changes under new head coach Colin Klein for the decision. And Bryce's father's name is Scott. And I'm going to read it straight from the rip. Quote, it was an amazing couple years in Manhattan, but then D1 college football did what it does. New head coach Colin Klein brought in all new coaches and players, paid them accordingly, and Bryce found himself at the bottom of the depth chart, not wanting to start over again as a true walk-on freshman. He basically told them to kiss his ass, end quote. and I'm going to finish up, quote, and then I'm going to finish up saying, quote, well done, Bryce. I'm so proud that you stood up to the system. D1 athletics is in a very sad state, and it's times like these that make you grow up as a man. Love you, hashtag number 21, and support you 100%, end quote. Man, fired up, and as a father should. But on the other side, here we go, another Atlanta Falcons reference, but this is kind of a perfect example, and I'm going to kind of use Atlanta Falcons as a way of the quarterback position. Here we go with that again. But with him, you know, I was not on board with the whole Tua thing. I'm still not. Again, I have to wait and see how all this shakes out because of the whole injury prone of Michael Penix and all the other stuff. So there's that. Kevin Stefanski, right? Now the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. and I wasn't even on board with that either. So I've since warmed up to it a little bit, but the demeanor hasn't really changed from that perspective. You got to go win football games. Same thing with Colin Klein. But here, I mean, whole new regime, all new coaches and whatnot. And yes, he's right. And Scott is right on. Yes, we're in this current era of college athletics where athletics, whether it's guys or gals, whether it's K-State, Texas Tech, it doesn't matter. People are moving, athletes are moving around from university hopping from place to place. And if you don't make the effort, if you don't take advantage of the situation, then you're screwed. You're screwed, absolutely screwed. But I'm gonna take a step aside here real quick. We're gonna be back after this here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things KZ Sports. What's up, KZ Nation? We're back here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things KZ Sports. Eddie Greer here on this Football Friday edition of the show, May 8th, 2026. And I had to take a step aside for a minute, but we're talking about Bryce Nomberg leaving Kansas State because he got booted to the bottom of the depth chart, and his father made the comments on Facebook there. I just read them there in that first part of this episode there. And hey, like all parents, support your kids 100%. I definitely get that. I see that. I definitely get that. I understand that. Being a father myself. On the other end, this regime ain't played no games yet. And we're going to be doing a lot of speculating this summer between the two sports, football and men's basketball, because, again, Casey Alexander, let's remind everybody, and we got a whole situationship on Jerome Tang. We're getting that. I'll get into that at some point. As Jerome Tang returned to Baylor, going right back to where he started, reuniting with Scott Drew. That's going to be a whole nother conversation there. But Bryce Nomer leaving. We ain't playing no games yet. I don't know what happened during spring. I ain't out there in Manhattan, Kansas at the moment. I say that at the moment. I'm not there at the moment. Paying attention to what's going on and all that. But, I mean, basically what I'm getting at is you still have to prove to these coaches. I don't care if it's Colin Klein. I don't care if it's Chris Kleiman. I don't care if it's Bill Snyder. The list goes on. I don't care if it's Bill Self. I don't care. You gotta go and prove yourself. Sell, right? And this cat, in my opinion, he came out of nowhere. I think it started at, what was it, KU last fall? I'm like, who the hell is this guy? I never heard of this person. And this guy, I think one of the games he fumbled the start of the game. I think it was a KU game. And then he bounced back and returned one to the house or something like that. I think it was Kansas. I want to say it was Kansas. He fumbled it was like one of the very first plays of the game. I believe it was Kansas where he fumbled the ball. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. But and then he bounced back, right? He bounced back, proved himself. He had his ups and downs. Look, this whole special teams unit, like I said in the first half of the show, has been downtrodden, downgraded. It needs to be brought back. And Stanton Weber, this is one step. You're going to take the hits too now. This is a great staff that he's put together. But again, on the player side, what I'm trying to get at is you gotta still prove yourself. You know, again, it's just, you can't just lay back. Now, again, I don't know. I'm not there in Manhattan, Kansas. I wasn't paying attention to spring ball or anything like that in person and all that. So I don't know what happened going on between the high scenes and what not there. But obviously Bryce wasn't happy. I've been there as well. And this was a long time ago. I'll be pissed too. But at the same time, I can see both sides, but at the same time, you got to go and prove yourself to these coaches. It don't matter if it's the same coaching staff. I don't care if it's a new regime. I don't give a damn. You still got to go out there and prove yourself that you can contribute to the football team. Now, I don't know if there was long-time beef. Now, Colin Klein hasn't been back in Manhattan a couple months now. So, I don't know. And Colin Klein's not that type of person that'll go overboard. But he has high integrity for his players. I do understand that. Right, so I don't know what happened. I don't know, but yeah, you're part of that equation. You're part of that 10% that hey, I ain't happy where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go somewhere else. That's what it is to me. I at least as I'm sitting here on this overcast Friday here in KC, Missouri. That's what it seems like to me anyway. So this is the part now that could change when I hear other people's opinions, which I'm actually going to be road tripping here, in another hour. Cause I'm off work. So again, that's why I'm able to record this podcast today, this morning, but it's crazy. But you know what, you know, Bryce Nomer, you're part of that group that decided to hit the transfer portal. And obviously you lost talent. You lost a Jace Brown. You lost a, oh my goodness, I'm going to get clowned. It's not Austin Moore. It's not Austin Moore. Austin Romain. Yep. Austin Romain. You lost him. You lost great talent. to other colleges. We track this on the show. We talked about it. It's going to be interesting to see, you know. I know Bryce Norman. I know, and maybe this probably falls in the Stanton Weber category. Him being the special team, it does fall in that category because Bryce Stormberg is and will probably be a special teams guy. So, to me, I think at this point, I don't want to, well, you know what? I am going to be brutally honest. It's another one of those guys, you know, saying, all right, you know, I'm way at the bottom of the depth chart. You know, these coaches, you know, don't give a damn. I'm out. even the starters, the same thing. That's the same thing. Again, Austral Maine, out. He wanted an opportunity to go somewhere else. And it's not just that. You want to win games. So you want to win Jace Brown. So this coaching staff ain't proved nothing yet. I mean, we have high integrity guys like a Stanton Weber, a Colin Klein, a Jordan Peterson. The list goes on and on, right? We're gonna get our other opinions from at least three guests. One of those, Al Zayden, making his return to the podcast this summer. We'll have a lot of conversations. It's to me that he's part of that equation, and I totally get where his father's coming from. I understand that. I get that. But I ain't even touched on the social media part. I ain't even touched about that because putting yourself out. Let's get into that right now. So Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, All Things KD Sports, talking Bryce Norberg here in the pod today on this Football Friday edition of this podcast. We are 1 week closer again. Yes, I know we're still in spring. I know, but hey. When time is moving fast, we're going to be talking football here in a minute. So we're 1 week closer to the K-State football season in 2026. New head coach Colin Klein, and he will not have the services of Bryce Nuremberg because he decided to transfer portal, and it was made a big deal about it on social media. I want to keep this in-house, but that's just me. that's just me. Now, I can't control you guys or me personally. I can't control what everybody else posting. So the best way to do it is, you know, keep family business in house or things that are difficult. Now, again, you can make a post here and there about update people what's going on. I definitely get that, understand that. But on this quote here, on this situation here, you know. Tell him about, you know, the coach that I told to kick his ass and whatnot, you know. I don't know about that. That, you know, especially, you know, the coach that ain't proved nothing yet. But that just rubs, I don't know, the wrong way. The wrong way. But yeah, I mean, you get everyone teaches his own. So, but in this case here, you know, he was fired up about it, and he let everyone else know about it too. So again, I definitely understand it from as a father. I understand that you want to support your kid, 100%. I mean, yes, you mean he or she gonna go through the ups and downs, whatnot. But at the end of the day, you want to be behind your kid, your son, your daughter, 100%. But at the same time, you know, I think some things, I mean, just need to be kept in house. And this just got, I think this is one of them. I think Austral Maine hit the transfer portal. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine with that. And yes, I know I'm using him as a example because he was one of the first in the transfer portal last summer, right? One of the big names, actually. They hit the transfer portal for K-State. And that's a huge loss. So we're gonna revisit all this heading into football season starts. But yeah, so for me, if I were to say that, in particular, if I was supposed to say that, a lot of people would say about what? Eddie coming out with that kind of post? Yeah, people would be saying that, but yeah, I'm low key. I try I rarely post nowadays. I just update with pictures and stuff like that. That I don't I'll go that I don't do that. But it's, everyone sees his own, and so. But yeah, that was huge news. Bryce Norberg hitting the transfer portal after being kicked down to the depth chart. So again, but I see it from all angles, right? You have to go out there and show this coach staff that you able to play ball. And maybe Stanton Weber didn't see it that way. I don't know. I'm just saying, to Robin's episode, I'm just saying, you know, maybe you didn't do enough. I don't know. And that's why, you know, when Coach Weber, Stanton Weber, you know, put that out there, you know, he's throwing multiple guys back there, not just throwing Lockett, catching. He's throwing all type of guys back there. So, again, special teams has been part of this team's downfall over the past, especially the last couple of years under the Chris Klieman era. And it needs to be brought back up to the level that we expected to. So, I definitely speak for all K-State Nation on that note there as well. So, I mean, Bryce Norman was part of that issue. You know what I mean? Had his moments, but at the same time, he fumbled the football. There to start the game, what it was Kansas. I'm pretty sure it was Kansas. That Kansas game, we did a reaction, and we'll do it. We'll be doing that again this year. same thing. So I mean, it just goes staff. They're gonna get their praise, but they're gonna get a criticism too, for sure. Yeah. So, but Bryce, he's gonna be a part of it because he's gonna be moving on. To see where his next adventure lands for him, because he hit the transfer portal after seeing his name way at the bottom of the depth chart. How far? I don't know. So that was some news coming out of K-State football this week there. And figure, you know what? Football, it's Friday. Football Friday here on this podcast this summer, throughout the rest of the year, basically. So there's that for y'all. For a bunch of podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily when it's scored. K.A. State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite K.A. State podcast, this daily podcast. Yes, we're back after a day off yesterday. We're back. Everyday podcast. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, we're pretty much everywhere now. Wherever you listen to your favorite K.A. State podcast, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. We don't stop after 5 o'clock on Fridays. We keep it moving throughout the weekend like you're not going to get throughout this weekend. We got baseball on tap and also track and field. This weekend, so make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, and of course, this football conversation is going to get ramped up. It's going to get ramped up as we move along, closing out spring, entering the summer. As I told you, we're going to bring back Alex on the show. There's a whole suitcase, a couple of suitcases to discuss. I'm also planning on bringing on another person on, and potentially one to talk women's sports as well. So I know I've said that here. The last couple of weeks, so that's kind of a look. So we're going to be coming at you from all angles this summer leading up to the 2026 first year head coach Colin Klein, the return to Manhattan, as he looks to put K-State back into the conversation as far as being the top half of the Big 12 goes. But you have Avery Johnson to do it, as well as Joe Jackson, some of the key pieces on the offensive side of the ball there as well. But Bryce Norberg will not be a part of the Pro Bunch podcast. Not after this. Well, he will be in some sorts, but not on the team because he hit the transfer portal early this week following seeing his name apparently on the bottom of the depth chart, and his father not happy with it, and they made a social media post out of it. So there you go on that. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast, all things K Sports, from football all the way to women's rowing. Alex ain't out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Oh, cats.